recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios and broadcast across Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Text in on 0420 626 733.
Hello, you're listening to Zed Games. My name is Evie, and I'm here with...
Steve?
I can't even... No, I'm Ronnie.
No, you're Ronnie? I'm Koshy. How you going?
It's just like...
Next week, Kosh.
Just like looking at you like, Steve, right.
Okay. Good old Steve.
That's what we're going with tonight.
Well, what do you think? How many weeks did you think it would be before we started to just like mess up names or start calling us? I could have been Ronnie and you could have been Koshy.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Right. I can't wait for later tonight now after your review when someone texts in going, Steve is a rad guy.
Yeah. Like, some new talent on the microphone.
Don't have a Steve.
No. We'll make him a new Twitter handle, Steve at Zed Games.
However,
at Zed Games Steve.
If there's a Steve out there who likes games, get in contact.
We need a Steve.
We need to replace this one. Fair
That's
enough.
Fine. We're just so underutilized here.
So tonight we've got a couple of reviews and some news, of course. Koshy, also known as Steve tonight,
yep.
is reviewing Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm. All the shooty bang bangs.
All the shooty bang bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Nat was like, does that one have
That's
a gun?
That's not what I heard.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, it has guns.
Is it on the Nintendo? No, it's not, Mum. No, it's not.
And Ronnie's reviewing The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good stuff tonight.
Did you actually get through it?
No, I'm not all the way through.
I was going to say, I was like, oh, that's like, you only got that last week.
Yeah, but
you
were excited to play it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, so she doesn't have a life.
I have been like doing, you know how that I'm a part of that entire thing called the music industry?
No.
Yeah.
The what?
I've
that thing on Spotify.
I've been doing that work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We know you do other things apart from here. It's fine.
Yeah.
You don't live
here. It's not fine. I'd love to be doing this all the time.
Yes, well, me too. Here we are. Anyway, that's a sad note. Carry on.
So all about The Witcher 3.
I'm so excited. I've wanted to play this game for a long, long time.
Mm.
A long, long, long time.
You finally got time to play it.
Yes.
Maybe. A little bit more time at least.
Oh, no, I absolutely have time. Like, after this week, I think I'm pretty much like, I have an entire week where I don't have anything planned, and I want to keep it that way.
So she's not coming into Zed Games that week.
Obviously
she's just
not.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
What you need to do is, like, go shopping, do as much grocery shopping as you possibly can in a resourceful way, and then cook as many meals as physically possible with everything that you've purchased. So that way it will last you that, like...
An entire week.
Four or 5 days. So then that way you can just be like...
So I have
not
a...
Not having to cook. You just get up, grab something, microwave,
zap
sit down,
it,
and play.
Well,
yeah.
I have a quick spanner to throw in your works there. I don't have a microwave.
Drink it.
Yeah, I'm kind of judgy right now. How? Do you just chuck it in the... Oh, I guess you could chuck it in the oven then.
Yeah, or do it on the stove.
I used to heat stuff up on the... Because an ex-partner of mine thought microwaves were the new nuke. Anyway, so
radio waves.
Yeah, and I was like, you know that your mobile phone actually emits more radiation than a microwave. Anyway, so that's why we didn't have one.
Did you use a toaster oven or something?
No. If I wanted to reheat some Thai food from the night before, I'd put it in a pot with a bit of water
and
just heat it up.
Exactly.
I mean, like, look, it worked. It was fine.
It takes longer.
It just takes forever, and I might as well have just cooked
it
pasta
is
again or something, you know?
Slightly healthier, just, like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. I grew up, like, both my parents are medical researchers.
I was reading something that microwaves actually are healthier for you than cooking.
Interesting.
Because it cooks your food faster.
It's definitely going to kill anything.
Which doesn't kill nutrients. It's actually healthier for you than reheating on the oven.
Did you see that on a microwave ad?
No, I did not. I did some research because I was trying to argue why we should have a microwave.
All this facts.
Look,
give me
research.
I never
got the microwave, but that's fine.
Well,
because I got one now.
Mm. At this point,
it all matters.
We're not getting a microwave. I can live without a microwave. Maybe when I have my own place, I'll get a microwave. I probably will because I don't eat lunch a lot when I'm at home, purely because I'm too lazy to like get out a pot and then
heat it up. Yeah, it's
I
effort,
like
and you got to clean stuff up.
Yeah,
it's more stuff to clean up, and I don't like doing that because I like to reduce
waste.
Things that I have to do.
You're thinking about the environment in a different way.
Yes.
Such as saving water and so on.
Yep. That was
not wasting food.
That was more wonderful food caster.
Yeah, this has gone
off the rails very quickly. It's been 6 minutes.
Direction. Yeah. Anyway, I think we should listen to some news.
This week in gaming news, Twitch superstars are moving to Mixer. Shroud, Ninja, and King Gothalion have officially moved to the new streaming platform over the last month. Shroud is a former professional Counter-Strike Global Offensive player. He has almost 6.5 million followers and conducted his first Mixer stream on the 24th of October. Ninja is a professional Battle Royale player who left in August this year. He has over 14 million followers, and now King Gothalion has announced his transition as well. Mixer is a free video game streaming website owned by Microsoft. Mixer is in direct competition with Amazon's Twitch streaming service that primarily focuses on live broadcasts relating to video games. Many critics are speculating whether this is a healthy rivalry between the two companies or whether Mixer will continue attracting Twitch streamers to this new platform. Only time will tell. Blizzard have revealed at BlizzCon 2019 that there will be two major new games and two expansions. Overwatch 2 is official, bringing co-op missions and a heap of new multiplayer stuff, including new heroes. Diablo 4 has also made its debut and is expected to be a true sequel to Diablo 2, with all its satanic rituals, occult symbols, and lots of blood. World of Warcraft's next expansion is called Shadowlands, which comes out next year, and will take players to an alternate realm of death and decay. Hearthstone's next expansion is Descent of Dragons, which, you guessed it, has a bunch more dragons, as well as getting a new game mode called Battlegrounds. Looks like an exciting year ahead for the imaginative and fantastical world of Blizzard. The Witcher Netflix series is still more than a month away. However, Lauren Hissrich told SFX magazine that she's already mapped out stories for 7 seasons. She also gently warned viewers not to get too attached to anyone because not all of them will survive the first season. With the end of Game of Thrones, many fantasy shows have been given the space to shine through. Hopefully, The Witcher will scratch that fantasy itch for Netflix viewers. Set to release on December 20th, be sure to keep your sword unsheathed. That's all this week in gaming news.
Evie, what if I don't have a sword?
Immediately brings up my lameness. Yeah. It's like, I can't think of anything with Witcher that's funny.
Unsheathed sword teleports behind you, nothing personal, kid.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
I might have a milk crate or... Oh, I have a traffic cone. I could use that.
I don't know if you're allowed to brag about that.
I feel like that would make a good
Someone's
weapon.
Got a street sign somewhere they can use.
You
know what?
You can buy traffic cones. Can you not? Yeah, I feel like you can.
I just feel like if you get a traffic cone...
If it says city council on it in any way, shape or form and you get caught with them, it's like a hefty fine. So as long as you avoid that, I think...
No. You've heard about it from somebody. Not from experience.
I mean, to be fair though... Oh, no, I won't get into it.
So, Overwatch.
Overwatch.
So, they've announced, after all the controversy about all the, you know, bans and all that stuff, Blizzard, the wonderful company, has announced a bunch of stuff, which is cool, I guess. And they did a big apology on stage and all that stuff.
Yeah, there were protesters at the front of the event and everything as well.
To be expected.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they would have had all of this planned anyway, like BlizzCon being... BlizzCon.
I think they tried to just throw as many announcements in as possible to try and
mitigate
that, which I think it worked in a big way because a lot of people went, Diablo 4!
Yeah, they shifted their focus.
They shifted their focus. Not everybody. And eventually it will be pulled back, but like, new games.
Only time will tell.
Well, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean...
It is a lot that they did announce.
They did announce a lot. And a lot of exciting stuff, like Diablo 2, I remember playing years and years ago and loving it so much. And then Diablo 3, still brilliant, but completely different.
Kind of like, trash tier, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same. And then now they're sort of announcing Diablo 4 and that it's going to be more a true sequel.
Yeah.
That makes me very excited. Because I remember being like quite afraid, like getting jump scares and stuff playing Diablo 1 or 2, don't judge me. But I don't have that experience with Diablo 3. And I think that's because it sort of took on sort of...
A casual vibe?
Yeah, more casual, more hack and slashy, sort of chill.
I haven't played it. I have it.
Yeah.
But I haven't played it.
I played a lot of hours, but it's great.
the same way, you know, I have COD, but I haven't played it. Like, COD from last year.
Yeah, that, you're not missing much. Still haven't played. Yeah, you wasted money there, too.
Yeah, because I was just like, COD, I like the COD games, and I grew up playing COD. And, yeah, and then I bought it, and I never played it.
Yeah. Overwatch 2, it seems interesting. It should be a DLC pack.
Yeah.
Not a DLC pack, but, like, an expansion. You know, like how Witcher 3 has this Blood and Wine expansion, and it's $35, and it's, like, this big open world that lasts for 30 hours.
Or Destiny. I accidentally started one of those quests.
Yeah, and then it's just, all right, this is going to be like, with me forever.
I was like, level 32? No, I'm still level 4. Like,
yeah, you're not touching it for a while.
Yeah. Uninstall.
Yeah. Just restart the whole thing again, just so I don't have to pick up that one quest and have it hanging over me for the next 45 hours.
Yes, because I'm one of those players. Yeah. But yeah, no, Overwatch 2, like, I love Overwatch. Mm. I haven't played it in a little while, given we know my situation with the internet, but
yeah,
I just
yours and everyone else's.
We're not bringing it up, yeah.
But regardless of whether or not it's a full game or an expansion, I'm gonna be getting it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And that's the bottom line. And then that kind of is annoying.
They know that. Yeah, and they're using it against me.
Yeah, they know that about me too. Yeah. I'm like kind of like in my mind trying to figure out how am I going to buy this. I am buying it, but how am I going to?
But that's the weird thing is like, you know, there's so many variables as in like to the skins that everyone have paid thousands of dollars for transfer over to this new game. And they would have to, otherwise people would not buy it because people, as I said, put thousands of dollars in these skins and they've got like special Halloween ones or they've got special like breast cancer ones or charity ones that they bought so that they could support the game.
And we know that Blizzard can do it because they have done it.
Yeah, and like, it's not a new engine.
Yeah, with Heroes of the Storm and stuff like that. Mm. And that specific D.Va skin that everybody wanted.
Oh, the police one?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that one.
And like, I mean, to put it bluntly, in my Blizzard launcher, I have every single one of the games.
Yeah.
There's no game that I don't have.
Mm.
And I think
Blizzard's... You even bought COD.
Yeah, I think Blizzard's the only, like... the only company that I do actually have everything. It's not that many, so it's not that hard.
Yeah, still, it's a dozen games.
But yeah.
Yeah, but they're record smashing games and they're, you know, Blizzard are well known for for what they produce.
Yeah.
They make good
and
stuff.
Their support is there. Like, you can access support as well as the thing. Like, whenever I was having an issue, I could look it up.
Yeah.
And
there was always some forum post because it was always so popular.
Yeah. And then it was always going to be like an easy fix.
Yep. Which is good. But yeah, I'm thinking I'm dubious about Diablo 4 because Diablo 3 to me was trash. I didn't like it. I thought it was boring. Overwatch 2, I think, can be an expansion pack. But we need to see what happens. If it's just PvE and a transferred or upgraded engine or whatever it is, the upgraded graphics and stuff like that. And if they transfer over skins, is that worth $90? I don't think so, but people will buy it.
I'm also, because I'm so attached to the lore, and I'm so attached to the characters themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That because it's PvE and because it isn't, you know, it is a narrative, there is actually a campaign. I'm motivated purely because I want to know what happens to these characters. Are they work together? I want to know the story.
Yeah.
Because
there is a lot of lore.
There is a lot. And that means something to me, even if the gameplay doesn't live up to it. Maybe because exactly I come from a narrative perspective of being, I want that narrative filling, I suppose.
I absolutely get that. And like coming back to that sort of notion, that's probably why I play like the Life is Strange games, because I love the story that's in it, even though the gameplay
is kind of boring.
Yeah, it's so boring.
It's so boring. It's a walking simulator.
Yeah, it's so boring. But I love the games. It's got a good soundtrack. It's pretty. It has a fairly decent, interesting story. I can't make my way through Before the Storm because I just keep getting bored.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, I've done one action, 10-minute cutscene.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about a game that's not a walking simulator.
Yes.
After a little bit of some tunes.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's listen to some music.
Let's listen to some music.
You're listening to Zed Games.
Congrats. Yeah, Mario, San Francisco, Mario, clap, clap, clap. Like when we left when we were kids.
What?
What?
You're listening to Zed Games. I'm still giggling. Sorry about that sting.
It's so good. I still have not found any record of that either. I don't know where I picked it up from.
I think you made it up.
There you go. I'm inventing content even when I was a kid.
Mario, what? Clap, clap, clap.
Mario, San Francisco. Mario, clap, clap, clap. I don't know what it was from. I'm going to find
no
this.
Idea.
I wonder if it's like something one of your preschool teachers just made up for the sake of it and then it sticks so deeply with you because it's in like your...
it's just a part of your psyche now.
Yeah, like in the old system of your brain or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it stuck with me. And then I said it, everyone was just freaked out. I was like, oh no, I'm the weird kid now, aren't I? Damn it.
Yeah,
it's always weird.
It's like people who don't get the Crazy Frog song.
Bing, bing, da-dum, da-dum.
Yeah.
Or Gummy Bear, or like any of those old ones.
Gummy Bear.
Yeah, or the Hamster Dance.
No, thank you.
That's true. There's a lot happening there.
Yeah. They were all like around the same time too. You just...
Speaking of a lot happening, Witcher 3.
Oh my god, there's so much happening.
It's such a good
tell
game.
Tell us, Rani.
I have wanted to play this game since it came out in 2015 when I was in high school and definitely had no time. And I finally got it. And I have been like taking every opportunity that I have to play it. And I love it. There are things that I don't love.
Such an intense look with it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that I don't love, like the combat. Koshi and I were talking about that. It's not great. I don't really know how to describe it.
I would say it's the weakest point of the game.
Yeah.
Like, everything else is... And it's only because of the fact that everything else is so good.
Yes.
That the combat just feels so bad.
Like, it's beautiful. It's a massive world. I haven't found a boundary. And then...
there's believable characters.
Yep.
There's...
Things you can... Like, different things you can stuff. Do. You can just... I just... Like, every time I come across a plant, it's mine now. Every time I walk into someone's house, I loot their entire house. Nobody cares either.
Yeah.
It's not like in Skyrim where if I Skyrim, take people's stuff, punishment. They're like... How dare you? Like, the first time I was playing Skyrim, I accidentally killed a dude's chicken as I was walking into a town because I pulled out my weapon accidentally and, like, hit something. And Skyrim, at least, has, like, hitboxes.
Mm-hmm.
The Witcher 3, I don't know, I should have hit five of those wolves, but they didn't. They're not. They're,
because you were targeting the one at the back.
Yeah.
It didn't hit that one, and it didn't hit the other four that were in front of it. So
and
it's kind
it
of a weird
a bit,
targeting
like,
system.
Delayed. Like, if you've ever played, like, when you play Smash and you input something, and it's just got input times. So, like, I'm like, hit the thing, and I'm just getting frustrated because it's not hitting the thing. And then, like, I've got five just slashes going, and then I've tried to use, like, a magic,
so,
like, a spell.
Are you saying that when it locks in on a particular target, even if there's something between the player and the object that you're hitting, it won't deal damage to anything in between?
Pretty much.
Is that consistent, or is that...
I don't think it is consistent.
Maybe it's a bug.
Because sometimes you're locked in and sometimes you're not. So a lot of the time, I don't even bother locking in on someone because I know it's going to do that.
I don't
so
think
I'm
the program
just like,
is.
Just let me hit things. But well, it doesn't.
You
well,
don't
the designers
get...
like intentionally went, you can only deal damage to the thing you're locked
no.
in on.
Well, yeah. That's, the thing is most of the fighting that I did when I played it was very much one-on-one.
Yeah.
Or maybe one-on-two.
Mm.
So you would flick between the two characters that you were attacking, and then it would kind of work out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really get swarmed too much.
Whereas,
but there's magic and stuff as well.
As I'm playing, I'm just encountering swarms of things. I don't know why. I try to defend myself and my horse from one wolf, and then all of a sudden there are 10 on me. Or why I'm trying to peacefully walk through this little town, and 6 bandits decide they're going to come down on me. And I'm like, dude. Continue burning your house with an elf in it. I don't want to fight you.
I just want to continue to exist and kill my own beasties when I'm ready.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I'll come back when I'm a higher level than you and just destroy you, okay?
Let me get to the OP status before you start jumping me.
Me and my friends will come back to hurt you.
Pretty much.
I know where you spawn.
But so I did, in my degree, I did a semester on adaptation, and I chose to do adaptation in video games, and one of the video games I looked at was the Witcher series, and the Witcher 3 in particular, and how it's mostly adapted from the novels just for its world and basic storyline. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't try to hold itself directly to the book's storylines, which is what made it sort of the most popular of the games, because people could kind of, they had the storyline there and that they could follow, but they could make it their own as well, and they could explore the world how they were sort of seeing it in their head when they were reading, which I do love. Like, I love open worlds. I grew up on, like, MMORPGs, like, mass multiplayer online, open worlds, role-playing, like, let me do what I want to do, let me do as many side quests as I want to do and get back to the main quest. I love that about The Witcher, that there's nothing pushing me to complete the main quest in one go, so I can just get distracted and go wandering about the wilderness looking for some dude and his herbs to save some kid from dying. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just as much as I want. And then I also love that on the mini-map, it gives you a direction to get back to where you want to go.
It's so, it makes it so much really handy.
Games that are just like, you need to go do this, and you have no idea what direction you're meant to go in. You're like just walking around in circles. I'll give up on games like that, because I need that like loose guidance, and you can choose what quests you want to track, and you don't have to follow them if you don't want to. It's not forcing you to do it.
Yeah, that's something that I think most designers need to keep in mind, is that giving the player the agency to choose between, hey, I want to track this, oh no, hey, I can figure this out on my own, I don't need this.
Yeah.
You know, turn off function.
The old WoW, like when WoW Classic came out, it didn't tell you where the quest was. You had to read the quest log to say, down on the southeast plains of the Durator Plains, you will find a bandit camp, and then in one of the biggest tents, you'll find the plans. And I'm like, southeast or what now? We're in the real, like, in the retail version.
You have it like up on your, like, this is why we have other monitors. Like, you just have it up on your
monitor.
You have
the map and you're like, oh, so it's down there. And then back in the retail version, it points you to it. There's some mod out there, add on, that gives you this is where it is. This is where you go. This is how far you're away from it. And meanwhile, in the classic, it's just like, no.
Good luck.
Good luck. We tell you some general directions.
It's like,
directions.
Fun, boomer.
Yeah. It's like, if you were in this for real, you wouldn't have a map guiding you with white dots to where you had to go. So just figure it out. And you're like,
just
get scared.
Google's on the wiki. It's like, oh, where is it? Awesome. It's okay, I'm going over there now.
So, Ronnie, where can we play Witcher 3?
You can buy it on Steam.
On Steam?
Yes, on consoles. Can buy it on consoles as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So, it recently came out on Switch too.
Yes, it did, actually. I contemplated getting it on the Switch.
Everything's on the Switch.
But I constantly forget that I have a Switch.
Well, get with it.
Just because I can never afford any games on the Switch.
Yeah, well, that's true. It recently came out on the Switch. I don't know when it came out on the Switch.
But
it
was
super recent. It was
very
recent.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Story is amazing.
It is.
The characters are amazing.
Characters have depth, too.
Yeah. You don't need to play the first two to really get it.
Okay. Well,
but
that's
it's good to watch it on YouTube. Like, watch a story recap. Watch a, you know, this is what you should
fill in
know.
On the universe.
Yeah, because then when this character turns up in 3 and you're like, oh my God, if you've played the previous ones, the other ones you're like, meh, who's that?
Yeah.
Who dat?
Someone dies and you're like, don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Meanwhile, other people are like,
yeah, literally.
Cat that kept hissing at me and I was like, move out of my way, you silly animal. And I was just like, you can't do anything with it. And it's just backing up and hissing at me. And I was like,
this
kill
mate,
it.
Just kill it. Just kill it. Yep.
Big sigh.
Anyway, thanks, Rani.
No worries. I'm going to play so many more hours of The Witcher 3.
And there's so much more DLC, too.
I know. I'm so ready. I just need to somehow get myself to a higher level.
You'll get there. Just grind it out.
Grind it out over the weekend.
You got to cook all your food for the week and you'll be set.
Bunch of snacks.
Yeah.
Have a potato weekend and just enjoy.
Yes.
Enjoy everything.
I'm going to.
And probably some, there's some butts in there too, I'm pretty sure, during the game.
I think like one of the first things you see in the game is a butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like
a
pretty lady butt too.
A pretty lady butt.
And cool. Boobs. Sex sells, they say.
Yeah. Mm. But it's contextualized, so it works. It works really well.
But there's justification.
There's justification.
Anyway.
Time to talk about shooty bangs.
Cod. No, fish,
cod.
Right?
Cod. Fish. Yeah.
Fish.
Trout.
Yeah.
I'll try to make...
I'll bring back my fishing game.
Bass.
I'll try not to flounder Chuck around
bass.
Too much.
Oh, yeah. My God.
No one get Gossip
Girl
reference?
Yeah, no.
Okay, cool.
Gossip Goat?
XOXO. That's a whole new version of Goat Simulator we really don't need.
Bass, Chuck Bass. It's my bass.
All right.
Sorry, carry on.
So, Call of Duty. A new Modern Warfare has dropped, which has been both a delight and a salt-inducing experience since its release. So we're going to split this up into the... Because there's three modes, and one of them I haven't played yet, because I need friends that are willing to sit around for a while. But we've got...
We'll be your money friend. Play with
So, to those... Yeah, well, it is $90 on BNet.
Can I,
it's
like,
part of
trade
Activision.
It for the COD game I never played?
You know Blizzard's not going to let you do that.
Can I trade it for this
I'll
one
ask
that I
them
don't
nightly.
Like?
Yeah, who nicely. Never played... It could be like Steam, a refund policy of like under 2 hours in 2 weeks or something. I don't know.
Oh, it's definitely been more than that.
Yeah, it's been longer than that. So there is the campaign, which is completely single player, and it's this experience about America going in and assisting the rebel forces who are also being attacked by a Russian terrorist organization.
Is it in Uzbekistan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched some of the playthroughs.
So it's in Uzbekistan, and they have like, it's kind of tied into a real life event that happens has some other political stuff that we're not getting into, but it's online. Yeah. So there are some other stuff that's there as well. But anyway, so you play as just this random guy.
Your average Joe.
Your average Joe Schmo.
Steve.
Alex. Steve. His name's Alex, but you go through and you're doing multiple storylines. And as you play through, if you've played any of the Modern Warfare series previously, like the actual, like COD 4 and Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3,
mm-hmm.
you realize that you may, like, notice some of these characters are coming back. And then, like, Captain Price is back, who's, like, a staple throughout the entire series. And he's a big part of this kind of story campaign as well. But there is rebel fighting, there is sneaking, there is sniping, which is really cool. Like, I don't know if you've anyone has played COD 4, like the sniping mission where you've got to go through all the sneaky parts and you're in ghillie suits and then you've got to use like the coleosis effect, the actual spinning of the earth to calculate your shot and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's like famous COD 4 campaign scene. But
right, so I need to play COD 4.
Kind of, but it's kind of cool. It made me want to go back. When I finished the story, all in all, it made me want to go back and play all the other Modern Warfares. And I've never had that in a COD game before. I'm like, about the story. It's actually cool.
Oh, no.
It's not just a romp in multiplayer.
It's not just COD, in quotations.
No, it's not just COD. That's the best box quote I can give. It's not just COD. It's a story. It's a campaign. It's great. So it's about 6 to 7 hours.
But
and
are
it's
zombies?
All good. There's no zombies. Damn. There's no zombies. There's no battle royale. There is no stupid stuff in
Ronnie's
multiplayer.
Ronnie's just scratching her head like, oh, I don't know how to think about this.
No,
no zombies.
That's all the stuff that was added
zombies.
Later to COD that made it trash, in my opinion. Now, they've removed all of that, and in this multiplayer, it is clean, just like COD 4, just like Modern Warfare 2. Clean, simple COD with a heck of a lot of customization. There is customization out the wazoo for guns, for
I've seen some of that. Like,
different
you
scopes.
Gold,
yeah, you can get all the sprays, but then there's like 13 different scopes you can use for like each individual gun.
Wow.
And like they'll all give you like little different bonuses, but it just, imagine that, but then you've got 5 barrels, 6 muzzles, 3 stocks, 2 types of ammunition that you can use, and sometimes you can even change it further than that, like get a foregrip and stuff like that.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
And I'd it's all
like
just sliders.
Gun.
And, yeah.
I'm
just add all the stuff. But it's really good, and it all levels up, so it unlocks as you play the gun more.
All the things.
Which is good, so it kind of reintroduces you to the perks as you go.
Yeah.
So, like most gods, like you level up, you get a new gun. You're like, oh, that kind of sounded kind of cool. But
it tells
it's,
you a little bit about it.
Tells a little about it. It's got a little bit sliders and stuff. And then you play it and you're like, oh, well, I like this gun. I might keep using it. And you can get new sights and you get new, like, attachments for it. And it makes it better or it might make it worse. But yeah, you can kind of tailor your guns to, like, be good at long range or be good at, like, close range or, you know, different perks and things that you can get. There's just so, there's so much customization, and it's all good.
You're really selling it to me because I'm all about that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Except every time I watch the playthroughs, because I'm not particularly good with FPS, apart from that's Overwatch.
Fair.
But Overwatch, you don't actually have to have necessarily, like, good aim to be successful. Like, Call of Duty is definitely, like, hit the head, click the head, right? And my vision, I don't know, maybe my computer screen's too small, but, like, playing COD or playing even Apex, I'm like, I can't see anything. Oh, okay, I'm dead.
Okay, I'm dead. Like, yeah, it's not, like, okay, it's not as bad as Apex. Need
a, I'm just like just instantly like, grab a TV screen.
Just get good. It's not as bad as Apex. It's not a perfect game. Like, I'm selling it, but it's not a perfect game. But the thing is the issues that I have with it are all balance related and can be fixed. There's no inherent massive problems with the game. There are just certain guns which are horribly overpowered. And they shoot like lasers with no recoil, and you just hold down the left click and then they die until they die. That's it. There are three of the maps which are very, very... There seems to be this big camp meta that goes on as well. So if you're not sitting there in a corner with a sniper doing nothing except sniping people, you're basically going to sit there and die all the time in multiplayer, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, because you're going to get sniped.
Yeah, because I'm not one of those people. I run around at top speed and I'm, like, using a submachine gun.
And then you get sniped.
And, of course, yeah, I duck around a corner, bang. I'm like...
It's also a good... Okay. I mean, sniping is not the worst thing you could do, especially if you want to work on aim and accuracy.
Yeah, it has its place, but then when some...
Points finger at me.
Yeah, exactly. Aim? But, like, better? If you want to do... But when some of the maps, about half of the standard multiplayer maps are tailored towards that play style... It makes it a really, really painful experience.
Yeah.
Okay. It would. One day, when I grow up to be Shroud, it might be an issue.
It'd be good. It'd be fine. But, like, all of the silly stuff from Blops has been removed. Like, there's no killer dogs. There's no, like, big flamethrowers or big airstrikes. Exactly. There's none of that.
Witcher 3.
PTSD.
PTSD from the wolves. It is clean COD that goes back to Modern Warfare 2 days, and I would honestly say it's probably the best COD I've played in 5 years.
That's great. Yeah. You're really selling it to me because I've been like, oh, it looks real good.
So now we have to play. I'm like, oh, it looks what nice. Do we want to spend our money on? Overwatch 2.
Overwatch 2. COD. Sorry.
Well, COD's out now and Overwatch 2 is later.
Christmas is coming and I have family that I can poke.
Yeah.
I have a graduation present. Christmas present.
There you
and
go.
My birthday.
Just roll it into one. That's $90 right there. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just roll them all into one gift. But yeah,
or start a GoFundMe.
No, stop it. Bad.
My Patreon is still up. It's live.
And there you
go. I don't even know what my Patreon is.
I have no idea. BuyMeCod.com. Yeah.
So where can we play Call of Duty?
So it's just on Blizzard.net thing, launcher thingamajig.
Is it on console? Or
it's on console PC? As well.
It's
so you can get.
PC, yeah.
I don't think it's on Switch. I know every game is on Switch, but it's not on Switch. No. But it's on PS4 and Xbox One and PC, and it's got rolling modes. Like, it's got a night vision mode at the moment, and there's a 2v2 mode that's there, and there's ground war that's like Battlefield.
Yeah.
Which is good as well. Mm. So, and then that will roll into, they had like other modes like realism mode, which is like super, super hardcore, kill confirmed, I think, and things like that as well. So.
Sick.
They'll keep it updated.
Lots of killing options.
It's also 175 gig.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
So
ouch. Clear out my hard drive.
If you do decide to buy it,
you're going to need to upgrade my computer.
And you don't have NBN.
It's definitely not on the Switch then.
Dude, it took me an entire day to download The Witcher 3, which is 43 gigs.
Yeah, so.
It would probably take me.
Yeah.
And I have NBN. And by the way, I have NBN that's actually decent.
Yeah, me too.
It would still probably take me the entire night.
Yeah.
To solidly download.
That's how I did it. I set it when I went to bed, and then I woke up, and I think it was only just finishing when I woke up.
It took me a couple of days to download COD 4.
Yeah.
You
need that internet.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I, like, actually went away to Sydney. And I'd come back and it still hadn't.
You started the
Yeah.
I went in a state and came back and it's still not done.
You could have.
Rachel, gone, for anyone
you could have gone
show
someone
overseas.
A COD. Yeah, well, yeah, you have no idea.
Welcome.
Welcome. But you could go I want to do a real a test where you can, for something like COD, that's 175 gig. It's like 150 gig, I think, to download, but whatever.
Mm.
Do that, or get it downloaded 100 megasecond or whatever, and then also get the files onto a USB stick and mail it to a friend in Melbourne and see which one gets there, which one downloads and gets there first.
Oh.
Like, mail a hard drive to them or something like that.
Wow, this is the country we live in.
Yeah. Anyway. I want to see which is quicker. But then when it gets to that stage, you really need good internet. But once it's downloaded, or if you get it off a friend,
this is a note to our government.
It's great.
Give us good internet.
Yeah.
We best can't do our jobs without it.
We really can't.
Well, it's been a good show, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ending on a good
I'm
note.
I'm happy.
We are ending on a good note. The internet.
Fantastic. The internet. It's the best. Good work, government.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Next time. Check out all the social medias, all the memes, and all that fun stuff as well.
We'll plug it.
We'll plug it all.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Is Zed Games twice a week still not enough for you? Check us out on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @ZEDGamesAU. Follow us for the best in gaming news, review previews, and memes. We post a lot of memes.